podcast is copyrighted by Crash Test Radio. Any illegal duplication or replication of this program is strictly prohibited by New Jersey State Law 34-20, saying you really shouldn't make anyone else have to listen to this bullshit. Now that that's out of the way, let's get to a phone call from last week before we start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we wanted to do something special for this Halloween, so on the phone with us live from heaven is the late, great Steve Irwin, better known as the Crocodile Hunter. Steve, are you there?
Great to be on the show. Great to be talking to you.
How you doing, Steve?
You know, I'm holding up crunchy. It's hard, you know, trying to deal with all the sadness and the pain.
Oh, you mean the fact that you had to, like, leave your family and such before your time?
Crunchy, no. You think it's easy to come up here to heaven and face the likes of tough guys like Frank Sinatra after you've been killed by a freaking stingray? I mean, come on, I used to wrestle large man-eating crocodile, and I was killed by a bloody stingray? Wasn't I like the third person in history to die from a freaking stingray?
Do you have any animosity towards animals right now, or any anger, or anything along those lines?
Nah, man, I can never have any hatred towards God's great creatures. Except for maybe the Jews.
Really, Steve Irwin, you're not a fan of the Jews. Why is that?
Crikey, Jeff. I mean, I've dealt with some angry crocs and dangerous venom and snakes in my time. But never have I been more nervous than when I have to deal with a 35-year-old Jewish lady who abuses all one discount per adult and no combining of other discounts at Mizzou in Queensland. Crikey! I mean, like noses. Them bigger dogs sure can sniff out a bargain.
Steve, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
You're one of the good ones there, mate.
Thank you, Steve.
Every Monday night, believe it or not, Kurt Cobain, Chris Farley, and I like to get up together and listen to y'all's show.
Huh.
Farley especially likes the stuttering bloke who stumbles over all his words and bangs rather large boomers.
Oh, you mean Rocco. You guys like Rocco up in heaven.
Ah, he's all right, mate. We like the bald one that falls in love with girls after meeting them for 4 days.
Oh,
especially Luna.
John, how do you feel about the new intern, Tom? Have you had a chance to listen to him?
I would listen to him, mate, if you can get his freaking mic to work.
So you guys get the show in heaven.
Yeah, mate, but you know, with the Son of God being Jewish and all, we have to have dial-up, so the show kind of comes in and out.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Steve. John's just being a funny guy down here. Sorry.
You can tell that bald asshole to shut up.
So tell us what we all want to know, Mr. Irwin, which is what is the biggest complaint about heaven besides the dial-up issue?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, mate. For whatever reason, God kind of frowns upon making a number two, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
So what we're going to do here is we're just going to find a good cloud to kind of just squat behind it. Yeah. Come on now, get it out there, you little bugger. That was a good koala loaf right there, mate, if you know what I mean. You got any more questions for me? Well, we just gotta sit here in silence. I mean, I know the radio show sucks and most of it is dead air anyway, but come on, ask me more questions.
Any plans for Halloween?
Well, yeah, mate. Big fat bloated John Candy is gonna dress up like Paris Hilton and flash his huge flopping titties for Kit Kat bar.
Oh my God, boy,
I can't wait to get to heaven.
Can't wait to get to heaven.
It's a fun time, mate.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Steve. And
it's a little party, and actually, which brings me to my conclusion, man. I'm sorry, mates, but I gotta run. Me and JFK Jr. are planning to get Princess Di good and drunk and hopefully run a train. Lately, she's been as dry as a dead dingo's tonga.
Shit, welcome to Crash Test Radio. It is Monday, November 6th.
Jarrett.
I said
1 day till election day.
1 day and till election day and your birthday.
Yes, the most important thing in the history of the world tomorrow.
The birthday is more important than the election.
So Tom's not here with us tonight. He went to see the Knicks play, but we got
Uncle Will.
Uncle Will.
Say hey, Uncle Will.
What's up, everybody? It's Uncle Will.
You gotta get close to that mic.
Yeah, talk into your mic. Your mic is talking to the side.
I'm eating the microphone. Oh.
Wait, hold on, wait. The song. I pointed out to Rocco that this song's chorus is "Was it over before it ever began?" And I think that fits perfectly for this show.
Count down the weeks.
I think so too.
It should be any week now.
I think it's hard to follow, but yeah, it's coming close. That's for sure. Hey, you want to shut that song, soundboard editor?
Got it.
This is what happens when you get Rocco drunk for his birthday on the radio show.
I am pretty good.
I'm pretty damn. I'm right behind you, bro.
I am
definitely
sober.
Not ready to do a radio
show.
No,
me neither.
I'm sober and goddamn proud of it. I learned my lesson a couple of weeks ago when we went back on the air.
Obviously, me and Rocco didn't.
You certainly didn't. So yeah, so Tom is not here, as I was saying, and we have Billy.
Uncle Will.
Ew, Will.
Uncle Will used to have his own radio show, actually, up in Curry College in Boston. Isn't that right, Uncle Will?
Oh, you ran an college radio show.
Uncle Will's a little shy.
As if online radio wasn't bad enough.
Yeah, I'm here tonight filling in for Tom. What's up? It's Uncle Will.
I want everybody to know that I fucking love Uncle Will.
Uncle Will is by far the greatest character that will ever be on Crash Test Radio.
Absolutely.
There is a problem with Uncle Will is that we find everything Uncle Will says funny. So we're going to have to apologize, I think, in advance for that.
I have a feeling they're making fun of me for everything I say.
We'll see. Probably.
We are not. So anyway, before we get to anything, today we have a very special thing. Well, there is no roast.
Last week
we said we were going to do a roast, but we realized a week preparation is obviously not enough time to do an entire roast.
And we also discussed the fact that every week we let our listeners down by saying we're going to do something.
We always say we're going to do something. The one week we said we were going to have... We were going to have Chris from Summer Obsession on the phone.
Chris tonight. It's actually not planned, but I'll see if Chris is around and wants to do it. Because we do have our phone system working tonight. We're not giving out the number yet, though.
Oh, really? Because I was just about to do it.
Yeah, but then it's going to be fucking ringing on your computer for the next hour.
Well, if anyone has our MySpace or gets the bulletins or anything like that, our number is on the MySpace. It's myspace.com/crashtestradio.
But the problem is that we only have X amount of computers in the studio, and we can... Where the phones come through the computer. So if you have something to talk about that's relevant, you're going right on the air.
Yeah, you got
to
be ready. There is no call screen.
Yeah, it's not like, okay, you're ready to go on the air. It's like, we're going to call, and you pick up right then. Don't listen to your radio whatsoever when you're doing it. And rock is a douchebag. And what else?
And if it's
going to suck, we're hanging up on you.
And if it's busy, just leave a message. We have a voicemail. That's another thing. We want people to call and leave voicemail messages.
If your voicemail rules, we're going to play it.
Yeah, we are going to start playing voicemail messages on the air. We're going to use them in promos. We have a lot of stuff in line, but we just need you guys to call up.
And also, if you guys want to talk to Billy or mention something for the show, the AIM name is Crash Test Losers. That's Crash Test Losers on AIM. You can talk to Billy, who's in for
Uncle Will.
Uncle Will, who's in for the night. The MySpace is myspace.com/crashtestradio. And I don't think it's smart to give out the phone number just yet.
I'm talking to a couple of chicks right now.
Oh, yeah? keep occupied over there.
What are they saying, Billy?
They said... Jared should stop talking.
Yeah, I know. He didn't finish reading the whole thing. That's fucked up. I know too, but now it makes me sound like an asshole for all of us.
They want to hear his song.
She wanted to keep that Amberlynn song going that we used as an intro.
I like him, actually. All right.
So what else do we have? So
screw both of you.
Tomorrow's Rocco's birthday. John, clap for you. I didn't think it was coming.
I didn't either.
I thought you were just gonna sit there.
John blew up at me before the show.
Slightly. Yeah, well, not did. Slightly. Slightly is an understatement.
Listen, I let it go. Rocco's the one who kept fucking antagonizing me during the break.
No. All right. First of all, I had an idea for a bit. John is not a good speller.
I wanted
to have a spelling bee between him and Uncle Will, because I don't think Uncle Will's a very good speller either, and I thought it would have been funny.
I used to be dead nasty at spelling. I'll put money on myself.
If there is one thing...
I'll put it on the table.
Will you tell me right now why you blew up at me?
If there's one thing I am the most insecure about is the fact that I can't spell.
Oh, you mean it wouldn't be your weight or your bald head or your snaggle tooth or anything like that?
Nope. It's my spelling.
Are you gay taste in music?
Nope.
It's your spelling.
Yep.
And you want to do a spelling bee, a radio show spelling bee, which means nothing.
No.
You're a dick.
You're an asshole.
You wouldn't even do it for Rocco's birthday? We couldn't get you. Not interested?
No.
Fuck him, man.
I'll tell you right now, I was like seconds from punching him in the face.
That would have been bad. Okay, moving on.
Well, that brings me, actually... Okay, well...
What?
Yeah, no, go. Tonight is... Not that every show isn't your show, because it is.
We got an hour to fill, so go ahead.
No. I wanted to bring up the fact that it was my birthday. The other night, me, Uncle Will...
Oh, God.
And John, my girlfriend Laura took us all out to dinner.
Thanks for the invite.
And immediately, I'm sorry. Yeah, we only had so much on our MasterCard. We couldn't, you know.
Yeah, add another and person. I see that Uncle Willie and John beat me.
I have no idea what is about to come out of his mouth.
You don't have any idea.
I don't. Go ahead.
The second we got there, who's on his cell phone?
So what?
We're all at dinner.
Yeah.
And you go on your cell phone and you go outside for 20 minutes while everyone else is getting the salad bar.
I didn't want a salad bar.
Where'd you go?
Bonsai. The hibachi grill.
Oh, the salad
bar's
amazing there.
Yeah. I don't get salad bar.
It doesn't matter. We're all sitting there and John's outside on his fucking cell phone.
So what? I don't eat the salad bar.
We took you out to dinner and you're outside on the cell phone.
Big fucking deal.
You're on the mobile? Were you on your car phone? Your cellular one account?
Big fucking deal. I honestly don't really see the problem in this.
I don't know. It really kind of pissed me off. I felt bad for Laura because she took everyone out to dinner and you immediately when we got there, you
Laura's
went outside
paying,
to go
I
talk
still
on
wasn't
your
invited?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
I know. I really did. I thank Laura too. That was absolutely fantastic.
It was good. Billy, did you enjoy the food?
Yeah, I'd never been to Bonsai.
All right, that's great.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Crystal Wang, for the Kirstie Alley and the bikini picture for John to jerk off to. We appreciate it.
Oh, wait, yeah. Kirstie Alley was on Oprah today. She was in a bikini? What'd she look like?
I don't know. I didn't look at the picture.
It had to be awful. I mean, I know Kirstie Alley lost a lot of weight, but there
it's Kirstie, isn't it? K-I? Yeah, it's not Kirstie.
I don't know.
It's Kirstie.
No.
K-I.
Whatever. I know she lost a lot of weight, but, I mean, come on. Is she really...
Bikini. I'm losing weight right now.
I know.
I'm on the induction for the Atkins diet, and right before the show, I had to go check my ketone level.
By doing that, Jarrett pees on these little strips like a little pregnancy test.
I do. I pee on
a
little...
And it's plus or minus.
I don't get it either, because why are you starting this diet all over again when you are...
Because I want to lose a little bit more weight.
What? You're a size like 30 jeans. How much more do you want to lose?
I know my size.
He's a size 30 jeans, and he wears them right above his kneecaps.
I live in a dangerous town, Rocco, right? You gotta be ready to represent.
No, there's no way. There's no way you're comfortable walking around the way you do.
I'm comfortable.
Your pants are literally at your kneecaps, and I'm not exaggerating.
Your entire ass is hanging out.
Do I have a nice ass?
It's true, you do. But the entire thing.
You always have the same gray underwear on.
Yes.
That's bullshit. I only wore the gray underwear today because the dry cleaners wasn't open yesterday to do my laundry.
Oh, yeah. You
wear black.
Oh, you have black. You always have black.
Now. It's black with this yellow stripe. You see it?
Yeah.
It's right here.
I used to live with Jarrett, and I've never seen Jarrett without a shirt on.
And Rocco used to walk out of the room. He had these cheap white T-shirts, and I'd be sitting in the living room because he would sleep till like 4 in the afternoon. So I'd be sitting in the living room, and he would just come out in these cheap white shirts and rip them open and just start screaming.
So whenever like Hulk Hogan, I used to tear them apart.
Yeah, he just tore them off, and whenever we had a friend... It's up, Cheech. Whenever we had a friend over, we would do it to fuck with him. It was great.
Yeah.
No, the worst.
What do you think of that, Billy?
What?
Good. Thank you.
Anyone saying anything interesting, Billy?
Not really.
They said Jared's an insecure fuck.
No one's. that's a blatant lie. I get the IMs too.
That's the other thing. I live with Jarrett for about a year or more, and I have never seen Jarrett without a shirt on.
No.
Never.
I've known Jarrett for a very long time.
Has anyone in Houston Calls ever seen you without a shirt on?
No.
You don't go swimming.
I don't.
You don't go to the pool. You don't go to the beach.
No, I actually, on this past tour, we had like 14 days on, and then we had a day off, and I actually sat by the pool wearing shorts.
No
and
fucking
a
way.
And a t-shirt. But that was the first time I had ever...
But you didn't go in the water.
I remember...
I stuck my legs in the water.
Like a little old lady.
Well, I remember being down the shore. This is before you even stopped, because you used to not even wear t-shirts.
When I only wore sweatshirts, jeans, and Doc Martens.
Yeah.
That was the look.
Yeah, when we were down in Wildwood.
The beer's right here, Rocca.
When we were down in Wildwood, and you came onto the beach in jeans and a
black hoodie. It was my 21st birthday that we were down there for.
Was that what it was?
It was.
I'm never going to forget that. Everybody was looking at you like you had three fucking heads.
Jarrett was attacked by a school of goldfish as a young child, and therefore he does not go in the water.
When I was actually a kid, and I went to day camp.
Did you swim as a kid?
Yes, but I was the kid who
swam with his shirt on. Yes.
I remember.
Ha 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 Oh man, I hate those kids.
I remember this girl looked at me, and we're by the pool, and I'm in like my wet fat shirt or whatever.
Was it a white shirt?
I probably was. Which is
that is so stupid.
God.
I was like, this is really like summer camp. Okay, this is a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And the chick looks at me and she goes, "I bet you have the chicken pox," because I was wearing my shirt. And I just remember looking at her and just be like, "No, yeah, it's a true story."
Well, when I was a kid, I was hefty. I was a little chubby kid, but I never in a million years ever thought of going in a pool, in the ocean, in any kind of water.
You have to understand, I was really young. You're talking, I was like 7 years old, which is why it's really strange that I had
because
that
phobia. Because you wouldn't even have cared.
Age. Exactly. You wouldn't know that you were like a fat toddler, there's nothing I hate more, by the way. If I have a child and he's fat, I'm going to fucking rip his goddamn throat out.
I got to take a piss, so you two
take
care of the show.
Billy, you got anything over there? Because you're kind of heavy.
He wasn't growing up.
Oh.
What are you talking about? I'm not heavy now.
And the uncomfortableness around the room.
Are you even listening to us?
Are you talking about fat people?
Yeah, wearing shirt. Do you wear your shirt when you go swimming?
No, you dickhead. I seen you at the beach, man. I went to your house, Shore House.
Yeah, you did. You're right.
I have you on video in the walking around the beach, bro.
What do you do? Jerk off to it? I don't understand.
With his fat gut and his back hair. All
Thanks, Rock.
Rocco shaved my back hair once.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Like that new commercial? Have you seen that commercial on TV?
The tobacco
Is that
one?
Not the worst commercial in the entire? There were just so many people listening that
what
we got
the fuck just happened?
We got
back.
No, we're not. There were so many people listening to the radio show right then at that exact moment that we lost the server for a second and shit went down, but we're okay now.
Something tells me you're bullshitting me.
We're back on the air. We had such an exorbitant amount of listeners. Everything got wrong. I ruined the entire jive of the whole fucking show.
What were you guys talking about? I was taking a piss.
Hold on,
wait.
Billy's got something.
Billy's pissed off.
People are saying the server says it was full.
Exactly. See, the server went full, but everything's okay. Tom from Adobe just invested another $1 million in so that everyone could be listening. So give it up for Tom from Adobe. Listening to the show, wondering what happened. And sometimes plugs fall out of shit and it fucks everything up. But anyway.
Yeah, you hit your arm and, you knock.
That's cool. We'll stay on an extra 2 minutes. So, but I hope you enjoyed that song. That was Reliant K with College Kids in between our little fuck up.
Oh, God.
What were you guys talking about?
I have no idea what we were talking about.
I was in the bathroom. Did you guys ever play this game? No, I was thinking about it because I played the game and I lost. Do you ever play this game where you start peeing in a toilet? This only applies to you. And you flush it like halfway. You're not done, and then you try to beat it.
You try and pee before the toilet.
Before the toilet starts. Yeah. I lost.
I lose every time.
Every toilet is different.
Yeah, I know. I lose every time.
For some reason, every time I start peeing, I automatically flush the toilet. I think I'm going to beat it, but I never do.
I have something funny speaking of toilets and flushing of them. First off, and I can question you guys with this, you know the rumor about when you're in Australia that the toilet flushes the other way because you're in a different hemisphere.
That's a rumor?
Do you believe that? Yes or
yeah,
no?
I
do you think it's true?
I have no idea.
Rocco?
I believe
I guess it was on The Simpsons.
Exactly, but I'm basing it on
Willy the Kid.
No, man.
No one cares. the toilet does not flush a different way. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because I want to go into a little bit about this weekend and what everybody had going on. And we found out this weekend we're going to be heading back to Australia at the end of February for another tour with the Houston Calls.
Ah,
so. Nice. I was just excited. Australia,
so wait,
thank you.
Sweet, does the toilet go backwards?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
Why would they make that up?
Where did that come from?
Because some things just sound so believable.
I believed it.
So back to swimming with your shirt on.
Wait, you know what? I'm going to keep believing it until I go to Australia, which is never going to happen. So I'm just going to keep believing it.
It's a great place. You should
go
there.
I would love to live there. Australia is definitely a place I want to go to.
I don't know shit about Australia.
Australia is the coolest place I've ever traveled.
That was definitely.
Really?
Oh, yeah, by far.
What do you know about Australia, Rocco? You don't know shit.
No, I'm saying I definitely want to. I did a book report in like fifth grade.
What's their average rainfall?
I don't care. But I also think that the road rules where they went to Australia with those two blonde chicks, the bald guy.
Don't look at me on those shit. About
I thought
road
that
rules.
Was the best road rules were, ever.
Was, I don't know.
No, they were slamming. Road rules suck, though. Were, that thing, was the best road rules.
The only thing I know about
it was
Australia is they have koala bears and
they do.
Kangaroos.
I went to a zoo.
That's it.
I went to zoo. Nice. Kangaroos, yo. Deers with pouches. No. Very not exciting for people like us. Koala bears, some of the coolest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
Yep.
You know how they say kangaroos like pull out a chute when they take a shit? Like,
what?
Like a chute comes out of their ass. What? No, you know that, right?
No,
yeah. No, I do.
I have to. I'm getting some of these IMs, and I think it's hilarious. And there's just came after it. This girl just said skin cancer rates are high in Australia. John should go there.
Yeah.
Wow, you fucking cunt. Thank you.
And Dribbling King 3, I'm sorry, but this is a talk radio show, not a music show. I don't know why people can't fucking get that through their head quick enough. You're stupid. It's a radio show. If you want to hear music, come back in an hour. We'll be right off the air, I promise.
And we're not the only show on the station that is like a talk format.
No, but
I mean,
we
there's
take,
extreme
we,
bits.
We clearly take the most shit for it.
Yeah, we do. Why does everyone hate us?
I don't know.
Don't complain to DJ Rostar.
Exactly.
I did an interview on Rostar the other night. He really
you
wants
did.
To
How'd
be,
that go?
It went well. He really wants to. Well, thanks for caring about my life.
You don't
he
tell me anything.
Well, because I don't love you.
That's
okay?
Fine. Good. Good. Great.
Dribbling King's calling me a dick. Whatever. Shit happens. Okay. Wait. Is this the Tom call? We got Tom. All right. Tom, the intern, is calling in.
We have a special sports break for you guys.
Mr. Tomas, hold on. I got to get you a
Why is he calling the cell phone and not the hotline?
Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you at the Knicks game?
Yeah, I am.
Give us your sports update.
Dude, I obviously want to bet on any sort of game. I'm going to get annihilated. So right now it is the third period, and it's 30 seconds left, and the Spurs are winning 81-67 over the Knicks.
Oh, wow.
So you're losing your bet miserably.
Yeah, well, the under is still looking okay, but the Knicks are 14 points behind right now.
See, it's cool, because I'm working on being... See, Tom came to me with his bet, and I'm working on being a bookie. So what I did was I took his bet, but I didn't actually put it in.
Wait, are you really working on being a bookie?
No. It just sounded like a great idea today.
I can't believe
I said, I don't know if Tom's...
I didn't know how's the show going? Is it going well? How's
Billy doing? Oh, it's going fantastic.
We're actually having a lot of fun. We're not following a goddamn thing on our list tonight. We're all having a good time. I hit... the server got really busy.
All right. I want to know why Tom, he's only been on the show for 2 weeks, and why he... it's 1 week out of the day, and he has to go to a Knicks game on Monday night.
Did you hear what Rocco said, Tom?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Tom, I want to know, how good are your seats?
What? Every seat in the basketball game is amazing.
Is it? Are you? Is there a possibility you'll get slapped in the face by Stephon Marbury's dong?
I can't hear Rocco. You need to get a better fucking microphone system.
What? Well, I have to throw it. Rocco had a question that was supposed to be funny. But it didn't get the reaction, so I have to throw out. Some kid just messaged us on the AIM name and said,
Alright, thank you for the sports update. All right, Tom.
Woo! Thank you. You have a good night, Tom.
Good job, Tom.
Some kid just asked us on the AIM name, is this Tom? Like, is Tom on? Yes, Tom happens to be at the Knicks game with his laptop answering these and transferring them back.
Who said that?
Boy next door. That's creepy. Screen.
Boy next door, you're an asshole.
He has some other numbers, but I won't say it. So.
Tom is totally. Are we wasted. Coming up on a song break?
Why? Do you want to take a break? I'm having a good time.
Me too.
For the first time ever, I felt like we didn't have to go to a song.
Yeah, and we still have not yet talked about anything we needed to today.
Well, I had a very interesting weekend. We'll take a song break.
You want to take a song? All right. Let's do. We're gonna do Staple Gun by the Spill Canvas. They're one of my favorite bands, and their record is my favorite record of this year. The Spill Canvas. The song is called Staple Gun. It's the first song that I loved about them. And Rocco, hear this.
When I set my sights on you, should have kissed you in the elevator, but I was too scared to. It was in the morning when I meet a man. I want you staple gun right to my side all of the time. Whoa. Spill it out for you, I scream it in your face. Oh.
Welcome back to Crash Test Radio, guys.
And
our
girls.
Phone number is 206-201-CRSH. That's 206-201-2774.
And if you're really, really slow like Billy, it's 206-201-2774. And we're going to take some calls, I think. If you have... Now, here's the issue. Because we're very unprepared for this, there's no screening of these calls. You call, you're on.
If you're the first caller, you're right on.
If you're going to shout out stupid, racist, dumb marks,
I'm hanging up on you.
Where
I'm
you're
hanging
getting
up
cut
on
off
you.
Really quickly. If you're going to call just to promote something, you're going to get cut off immediately. If you're calling to talk about something that you want to talk about and that's decent.
If there are any ladies out there who would like to win an
opportunity.
Billy,
are you single?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Let's play. Oh, I got an idea. Let's do win a date with Willie tonight.
Uncle Will is a very eligible bachelor, ladies.
He is.
He is.
Well, I had a big weekend, so.
Did you have a big weekend?
John and Billy actually went to...
I think Saddam had a big weekend, too, from what I hear.
Billy and John actually went to the Pure Volume loft parties this weekend.
How was that? Tom and Josh went out to that, too. How
banging.
Was it?
It was absolutely bad.
Wait, hold on. It was... A Wednesday night is when Billy called me and Rocco to go, and Rocco backed
well,
out.
Well, any place you go, it's going to be a dud, so.
Okay. No, we went there. We had to walk up like 6 flights of stairs.
You could have took the elevator.
It's called a loft.
We didn't know
no
either.
Shit, it's a loft. We have to take an
we're
elevator.
Getting a phone call.
I have a call.
We have a call?
You want to take it?
Yeah, fuck it. This is our first phone call in. Let's hear it.
Hey, what's going on? What's your name?
Hello.
What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on? Is this Crash Test Radio?
This is Crash Test Radio. What's your name, man?
Who is this?
Dude, what is going on? Man, I'm so happy to be on the air.
What's your name?
my name is Frank.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Frank, where are you calling from, Frank?
Frank, I'm sorry?
Where are you calling from, man?
I can't understand a goddamn word you're saying.
Hey, watch your goddamn mouth!
All right, you know what?
Where are you calling from, Frank?
Oh, I'm calling from New York City, my friend.
Oh, that's awesome. We're right over the river.
I didn't know he was your friend, Rocco.
What do you want to talk about, dude?
I honestly have no fucking clue what you're saying.
Well, thank you for your call.
What do you want to talk about, Frank?
Hang up.
All right, bye, Frank.
Hang up now. Why can't I hang up on the
You can, because I'm in control of it.
Sorry, Frank. Sorry,
it came right. up on mine, too, though.
The phone lines are working great. If you want to message us on the AIM name is Crash Test Losers. That's Crash Test Losers on AOL Instant Messenger or America Online, if you still have that, like John. Oh, and you can go to our MySpace, myspace.com/crashtestradio. And the phone number, if you want to get involved in the conversation tonight, is 206-201-2774. That's 206-201-2774. CRSH.
Apparently, we're not working according to Frank, but we tested it out. Everything worked fine. You know
yeah, Francis.
Someone else tried to call us in.
All right, so go back to your story.
We went, Billy. You backed out. I went with Billy. Me and him went into the city on a Wednesday night. We get there at about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Well,
right,
Billy, Uncle Will, what was this supposed to be? It was supposed to be a party at a loft in Manhattan. For yeah. Pure Volume, right?
It was the Pure Volume loft party where you get free vodka.
Free Red Bull and vodka, exactly. Sam Adams. It was
Red Bull and some sort of vodka always sponsors every musical event.
And there were a bunch of different bands playing, right?
Yeah, Royden played. I don't know why Houston Calls didn't play. Everybody played.
We don't bring up the band on this show, William.
Are we taking this call?
Yeah, we'll take this call. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. Can you hear us?
All right.
The phones aren't working.
All right.
No, that was bullshit because we heard the other person. Fuck so
I think they hung up.
Yes. Oh, go ahead, Billy.
R37412D3D. This is live.
Regardless, Billy, we had we had VIP passes to go to this after party thing. Me and Billy get there at about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Nobody is there.
There's nobody there
at all. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
You know, I really wanted to go, but I promised my girlfriend I would stay in. And
you know what? I wasn't going to get into that, but we'll leave that alone.
But I knew for some reason that something would not go right, because when I looked on the website, it said that no bands were playing until 12 a.m., and you guys were going in at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the thing. Our friends Valencia went on at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to go see him, but it was way too late.
All right, we have another call. Let's try this one.
All right, we're doing another call. Let's see.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, this is Jared's friend Josh.
Hey, it's Grigsby!
Josh, what's going on, man?
737?
It's Josh from Houston Calls.
Oh my god. You just weren't getting any good phone calls, so I thought I'd call and say hi and say that I'm listening personally to your radio show right now.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad that you know how to work a phone. Because no one else apparently does.
Dude, what?
Can you really not understand a word I'm saying?
Dude, it's like, it's really, it sounds like it's really like, it's a little muffly or something like that.
Really?
Josh, can you hear me?
No.
Our phone's just
forget about it. Well, thank you for the phone calls.
Josh, you want to plug anything?
Dude, listen, I'll let you go because I can't, I don't really, I'm sorry. It's really hard to hear you, but I just want to call and say hi, and you know, I love each and every one of you there, and happy birthday, Rocco.
Thanks, Josh.
Oh,
I love you, man.
You guys are fucking awesome, and have a great rest of the show.
Thanks, man.
We
love
you, Griggs, man. I'll see you. See you tomorrow.
All right, later, man.
All right, so much for taking
home.
Hey,
you know
calls.
Practice is tomorrow, right? Tell that's actually funny. Jarrett emailed all the guys from Houston Calls.
Okay, said, I'm doing it. All right. So I have to message everybody and let them know what's up with practice and things along those lines for our band. And I send out group text messages to everybody. And the text message I sent out today just said practice 2:30. Now that would obviously mean for even the next day practice 2:30. I get two text messages back. One is from Tom and says, practice for what? So I responded with well, we're playing Valley this Friday, and it's one of the biggest games, and it's homecoming, so we should get out on the field.
Valley.
Then Kenny wrote back tomorrow with a question mark. So I responded, no, January 21st, it's a Wednesday. Make sure you put it on the calendar.
Good job, Kenny.
Thank God for the canned laughter. It makes me funny. I do have to point out one thing that I think is slightly funny. This kid who had the screen name Boy Next Door or whatever with a bunch of numbers switched his screen name because I told him it was creepy to HC Jarrett Rocks with a number and spelled my name wrong.
Good job. Good job, buddy.
My new AIM name is going to be Jarrett Wears a Shirt in the Pool.
It should be.
That was the worst laugh ever.
So
what else? Yes. What you want to get to anything?
We wanted to talk a little bit about the news because we have some funny things going on in the news, such as...
Well, did we actually get to the end of that Pure Volume story?
No. I don't even know where they were going with it.
Nowhere, really. Pretty much. Oh, great.
You guys bringing that to the radio.
You guys ended up driving all the way into the city, and it didn't... It wasn't
nothing.
It
was
starting
six
until like 1
oh,
in the morning.
Oh, it was fucking awesome on Thursday and
Billy
Saturday
went
night.
A bunch of other days. He said it was really good.
Yeah, except for the night we went.
All right.
Yeah, it was a dud.
Do you have that bomb sound effect ready quickly? Please get to that as fast as you can. Either a car crash would be spectacular right now.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep. All right.
See? Billy, you wonder why the story got fucking cut off.
Yeah, I know. I was going to leave it alone.
All right. So,
Billy,
well,
is anybody saying anything over there?
Some kid's asking me to tab a song. I can't tab a song in the middle of a goddamn show.
Jared, go in the other room, start tabbing out a song for this kid. What song does he want?
What would go... Chris DeWang really thinks of the things he's going to tell us to say.
He sits
what
there,
would go for more money on eBay, John's underwear or Jared's pool shirt?
I think my underwear would go for a lot more than your pool shirt.
I think you're fucking lying. I want answers right now. John's underwear or Jared's pool shirt? What would be more desired? Message the screen name. The screen name is Crash Test Losers on AIM. Flood them in right now. If you on eBay, what would go for more money? John's underwear or Jared's pool shirt? Let's see it.
All right, so, well, I was getting back to my weekend. I started off, it was my birthday weekend because my birthday falls on a Tuesday and totally sucks ass because I work all day on Tuesdays. So we went out to Bonsai, and we got another call. Let's check this out. Right?
It's not going
to
work.
Hey, what's up? What's up, caller? You're on the air. Who are you?
Please lower your radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello, this is GoPro.
Why do we have nothing but guys calling? This Where are all the girls?
What's
Who
your
is
name?
Goopa.
Yeah, you're the little bastard, guy. This is Goopa.
What?
Hang up.
It's your papa, I think he said.
No, don't hang up on me, you fucking guy.
Hang up. I like this guy. This guy should be on the show more often.
What'd you say, man?
Don't you tell me to fuck, okay? I wouldn't talk about the people. They smoke the boat and then they break my smoke machine today.
Hang up. What country are you calling from, man?
I'm from Punjab. I'm
from
From where?
Well, that's what I got. I worked in Florida. I worked in the circle here.
This is obviously a prank call, yeah, but it's kind of funny. I kind of like
sorry, it. Man. You no, gotta, like, I can't.
Your accent's too strong. You're being funny, but
cab
let's,
driver.
Let's hear what you're actually saying.
It's a cab driver.
Hang up. Hang up.
They came into my store and they broke the Mountain Dew flavor on the smoke machine. That didn't work. Could you smoke the butt? I want to tell the children, don't smoke the butt.
Shut up. Shut up.
I don't know what the
shut
fuck
up.
He was trying to say.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
God, no so, one likes you on here.
So I had my birthday weekend, and a couple of weeks, oh, about a week ago, my mom goes, me and your father are staying at this resort, which is mainly for, like, newlyweds. It's called Cove Haven.
Anal beads.
Yeah, because they're newlyweds.
Time okay. to break out the anal beads.
And it's for, like, married couples. It's like a romantic getaway place, okay. right?
It's an anal beach.
And my mom goes, for your birthday, I can get you and your girlfriend tickets to go see Sinbad, who was playing at the resort.
Oh, my God.
And in my mind, she's going, I go, wait, this is going to be my birthday gift? Like, tickets yeah. to go see Sinbad? So that's I kind of hesitated, but I kind of wanted to make my parents
your
happy.
Parents?
And I was like, all right, yeah, we'll go. It turns out my mom was going to get me something else for my birthday, but whatever. I totally did not want to go see Sinbad, all right? Me and my girlfriend drive up last night. He played last night. This is the cheesiest friggin' resort I've ever seen in my life. Every sign is shaped like a heart, and it's my parents. Okay.
Did they have were there rooms like hotel rooms?
Yeah.
So do they have like rooms. The hot tubs in them?
Yes,
and the champagne glass.
The hot tubs are shaped like a heart.
Was it in?
It's a little round bed. It's in the Poconos in Pennsylvania.
See the what did you go through a bad area to get to it out of curiosity?
No, it was just all woods and dark area.
And then there's just the big walls of this fantasy land that exists.
No walls or anything. It's like a really, it looks super cheesy. Like everything, every sign is a heart. Everything's a heart. The bar was shaped as a heart.
Mm-hmm.
You get a round bed, kind of like in Austin Powers, but it doesn't spin around.
Oh, that's
and
bullshit.
Above you is like these fake star lights and shit. It's like the corniest place. Like, I totally don't understand why my parents have gone there more than once.
Oh, I thought this was like a first time thing.
No, they go there all the time. I think they get like comped or some shit.
Is your mom corny, man? She likes.
Is there gambling there?
No, there's nothing.
So how
there's
do you get
how dare? Hold on a minute. How dare you interrupt Billy, by the way? How dare
what,
you?
What do you have to say, Billy?
Your mom's corny. She's stuck in the 90s.
So we go into the nightclub where Sinbad's going to play, right? And they got this guy called Dr. J. He's this big black guy. He's just like singing and dancing to like old, like really like old disco music and shit like that. And all I see in the back of like in the corner of my eyes are all these Yenta women dancing in their chairs, moving their arms, singing to the songs. Like, I'm feeling all right in a boogie donut. And like they're dancing, like, look at me. Like, I am so fucking cool. I had absolutely no expectations for Sinbad whatsoever.
How could you?
Like,
how could you, Ross?
Like, what has Sinbad done?
He wasn't Good Burger, which was one of my favorite.
He wasn't Good Burger.
I didn't even see that.
How did you not see Good Burger?
I totally forgot about
that.
He was in
Cheese Dude, because we're all dudes, yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot that he was in Good Burger. I know he had all his like sitcoms, like the Sinbad Show and all that garbage.
Sinbad Goes to College.
But I'm telling you, Sinbad has the Michael Jackson disease. He's got the black features.
Child?
He talks like a black guy, but he is as white as you. Like, I don't know if it was the lights or what, but he is a very light-skinned dark man.
He's a very light-skinned dark man.
Very light-skinned black man. But I have to say, he was very funny. He wasn't dirty at all, but he was surprisingly funny.
What is Sinbad like? What's in Sinbad's bit? Does he use like? Is
he
like
does a lot of
nowadays,
stuff about like him and his brothers growing up, and like he does this like redneck voice as him as a child. It's
Are
really
you kidding
weird.
Me?
Yeah, it's weird. He's like, hey, mom, my friend didn't come over the other day.
Do you know what?
Did you should just scream?
I have no idea.
Can you look
you know?
That up? No, I have no idea. I was curious.
You know where you grew up?
No, I have no idea. But I have to say, if you ever have a chance to go see Sinbad, I know it sounds weird, but
I'm not doing it.
Go see him. I think
it's
he's really funny.
It's not happening.
Is Sinbad going to call up?
No.
Maybe?
No.
Sinbad, if you're listening, call up, brother.
No.
I bet that put your mom right in the mood to fuck. Busted
babies right out.
My mom and my dad are built like hippopotamuses, and I swear to God, this bed—it's a round bed. I don't know how they fit on it. Dude, honestly,
I don't even know how you build a round bed.
I really don't. All right. My weekend was
heart shape,
very odd.
Did Sinbad bring up Saddam Hussein by chance?
He actually did, and that's how I heard. I swear to God, I had no idea that there was a sentencing on Saddam Hussein, and he was going
to
get.
I didn't know until you said something to me. I had no idea.
Yeah, Saddam has been sentenced to death for the surprise of the century, much like the OJ case, if you will.
We have a call. You want to take this call real quick?
No, goodbye. Yes,
last call of the night. Stop yelling, John. Let's hear it.
They're
let's
gone.
See if this
never mind. Okay. Call missed. John call keeps hanging up on them.
Because they're not working. It's not working.
But it's funny.
It's never going to work unless you try. You got to build it. We build these things.
Yeah, no more calls.
No, really, what did he do?
Saddam was found guilty, and he's going to be sentenced to death by hanging, they say. No.
He's
going to
be hanged.
Here's my idea.
Okay,
and you guys let me know how you feel about this, because you know how I always have these great ideas.
Wait, we're going to call. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
I'm going to get to my baggie and run over.
Oh, it's our friend again. Fuck you,
Saddam. Right. Saddam.
Blow me.
Yeah, Saddam.
Yeah, that's
Saddam.
What I'm saying.
So, anyway, here's my idea. I say we do a special pay-per-view event. No, you can't go piss in the middle. We'll play a song right afterwards, you asshole. I say you have a pay-per-view event with Saddam Hussein's hanging, and you take all the money made from it, and you donate it to the families of fallen soldiers and disabled.
Talk about this beforehand, but no bullshit.
Uh-huh.
When Rocco first told me that he was going to be hung, I was like, that's bullshit. I honestly...
Yeah, no, they're actually hanging him.
Yeah, and I don't think that's right at all.
You don't think that's right?
No, I really don't.
I was going to pee, but I got to step in. I actually agree with John. I totally agree with John.
That's bullshit.
Saddam Hussein was the only person in Iraq that could keep all those maniacs
exactly.
in line. They were so afraid of him that they should just let... I know it sounds weird. Doing whatever he was doing, he kept all those maniacs in line. He was actually someone they all feared. And the fact that we're going to kill him, someone just is going to come and take the ranks. It doesn't matter. Why is killing... He's been out of office. He's been captured all this time, and nothing has changed. If anything, things got worse. Because now they're having a big fucking party over there.
It's not a bad argument, and I wasn't prepared for
it. I'm telling you, I'm totally with Rocco on this one. I really am. I'm totally with Rocco on this one.
So what would you do at this point, though? You wouldn't put him back there.
I would.
I would, too.
It was a stupid decision to go get him. I swear to God, I'm not bullshitting you.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Iraq had absolutely nothing to do with this, the whole terrorism thing. I think everything is...
I understand what you're saying, is that the people feared him. But he was killing people, too.
He was doing it to his own country. What the fuck do we care? Why are we getting involved? Wait, we have a... John keeps hanging up on everybody. Please, will you stop?
All right, we're going to go to a song because we need to take some aggression out on each other. We're going to play a song. It's this. It's a new band that I actually just found out about. I think they're fucking awesome. So go to their MySpace. The name of the band is Danger Radio, so it's myspace.com/Danger Radio. Don't forget the AIM name is Crash Test Losers. Here's the song. Check it out. It's fucking rules.
What's going on?
We're back, and it's Crash Test Radio, and we only got a little bit of time left. Tonight's show felt like it went fast. Maybe not for you listeners, but at least for us.
I'm going to take a call right now. We're going to try this again.
This is why I hang up.
Fuck. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. Can you hear us?
With the station?
This is Adobe Radio.
So is that what she wants to do?
That is what she wants to be.
When she grows up.
Tell me what she wants to do. Are you there?
She just hanging up on us?
Yeah, she didn't even know she was on. Crazy,
that was the weirdest phone call I've ever heard in my life.
She didn't know she was on.
Next to the fuck was that? So crazy. I think we're going to try and take a few phone calls, and we're going to try and get this thing to work. The number is 206-201-2774. We have a call.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
I just wanted to see it.
He said that's all he wanted to say. Thank you.
All right,
man. Yourself.
Thank you. All right. Someone heard us.
A phone call.
Hey, Billy.
Uncle Will, how do you feel about that? Should they legalize marijuana?
I don't smoke.
Our next phone call.
All right, we have another caller. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, it's Adina.
Adina?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Adina?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, awesome. What'd you want
to
say?
But I'm from New Jersey. I need to say that because I'm not a New Yorker.
Okay, awesome. What are you calling about?
I want to call and say hi and tell you guys that I love your show.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, keep the phone calls coming. The number is 206-201-2774. We're letting all the phone calls go through. If you can't get through, just keep dialing.
Hey, leave a message.
Oh, here's another one.
Let's hear it.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
Hello, this is Sprint Relay CA.
Okay. Hello?
All right, hang up. Oh, my God. We're getting phone calls right now.
Hey,
coming in now.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name?
Not going to say my name. I just want to say all the other callers that have called so far suck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Do you listen to iDobe a lot?
Yes.
Do you like our show?
Yes.
Does it suck?
No.
Do you like Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Are you calling for any reason?
Did you go see Sinbad last night?
No, but I've been to that place.
I know, it's weird, right? It's a creepy place, right?
Huh?
It's a creepy place, right?
It looks like it's all of a soap opera, like seriously. Like I go there and I think I'm in, like, fucking all my children.
My parents had sex.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have parents?
When they legalize gay marriage, that place is going to be even more awkward.
It is. Did you actually go to stay there, like with a boyfriend or something, or you just been there?
No, I've just been there. Like I've driven by it and I've like looked inside of it, and it's really, really awkward.
It is creepy.
Well, thank you for your call.
All right, thanks for your call. Keep listening.
Yep.
Bye.
All right, let's get to some more calls. We should do this every Monday.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey. Hi.
Person is calling you through Sprint IP Relay. This is operator 2224.
Is it okay. Person?
Have you received an internet relay call before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, God.
I need you so badly. Please talk to me. You guys are so hot.
Thank you.
Thank you. What's your name? Over. Go ahead.
Go ahead. That's the word.
I want to talk to operator.
Shut the fuck up, Billy.
Oh God,
this is dead. Right,
this is just bad news. Hang up.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry. We gotta take. We gotta.
Hang on.
We gotta
fuck
leave.
Off. Moving on. I haven't put that together. That's 206-201-CRSH.
All right. I think the Sprint relay calls are a really good idea, but if you're gonna do it, make them fast, guys. All right.
We got like four voicemails, or we got a lot of voicemails.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name? Hello?
No answer.
Do we have that many deaf listeners?
They're gone.
Yeah. What is that about? The phone works like
carry a whole perfect conversation. Thank you so much. Whoever that girl was that went to Cove Haven.
And if you think you can operate a phone, the number is 206-201-2774.
Let's all right, go. We got another call. Hold on.
Another call. Here we go.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. Well, there they go.
What the fuck is wrong
with
this?
I don't know what's going on. It's actually the whole program crashed.
Alicia,
oh, awesome. Thank you, Alicia.
John.
Well, no, the phone works good through the air, but it's just that the people are having problems hearing it.
So I'm getting a few AIM messages. The name of that band that just played, they're called Danger Radio. Their MySpace is myspace.com/dangerradio, and I think they're awesome. So I appreciate you guys asking about them. What are we going to?
Was there anything else in the news?
There, well, you had some really weird things in the news.
I do. Vice exposed himself to a 10-year-old girl at his workplace.
Why was he working with a 10-year-old?
No, I think he worked at a place and a 10-year-old girl was there and he exposed himself to her.
Oh. But
the judge... I think that's an awesome idea. I want one of those shirts.
We should make sure to say I'm a registered sex offender and Crash Test Radio on the back, although I don't know if anybody would actually buy it, so...
Either way. Russell Teeter, 69, who pleaded guilty to two counts of indecent exposure, was sent. Robert said he requested the unusual T-shirt punishment because he was concerned that Teeter exposing himself to a child at his gardening business would happen again. But what is that?
It already happened. Well, first off, why did it happen once and he got away with it?
Mm.
I think it's something we need to look into.
Because he's sexy.
And was that his only penalty, was having to wear the shirt? And how often did he... And was the shirt, was the brand he liked and he enjoyed the fit? I mean, was it an American Apparel shirt, a Gildan? You know, there's so many different things to look at.
Shut up. Teeter, who has 30 days to appeal the sentence, will have to wear the T-shirt at work for 22 months after he gets out of jail.
No shit.
He has to wear that shirt every day for 22 months.
Who the fuck would fire that fag?
That is so fucking amazing.
I am a colossal pervert.
If you want to call up and discuss about SH, again, that's 206-201-CRSH, which is 2774.
Get the hell out of here and stay out, you pervert!
206, we have a Seattle phone number, I believe. Then
I don't know.
I think that's Seattle, which is ironic because Seattle's playing football tonight. But
the program that we use, which it apparently isn't working very well except for one listener.
Yeah.
You could choose your own telephone number, but you really couldn't because you just had...
Billy, that sounds terrible, but thank you for playing with your microphone. We appreciate it.
Wow, I haven't listened for the past, 5 minutes.
Well, it's because you're playing on MySpace, which you really shouldn't do when you're running a radio show for 1 hour a week.
Okay, I do have another jail news story. A woman was jailed for keeping her sister-in-law captive as a naked slave.
Go on.
Oh, yeah.
Giggity. A mother of six was jailed for 7 years today for turning her sister-in-law into a naked domestic slave.
How did she make that work? Why didn't her sister-in-law say, hey, fuck off, I'm going home?
I don't know. It says Antonia Pearson Gabaleone, 35, kept Veronica Sandman, now 26, as a slave, assaulted her, forced her to work naked, and made her beg for food over a number of years. Do you have a naked slave?
What's that name?
What's that?
You don't have to scream.
Can you get off
speakerphone?
Can you get off speakerphone if you want to call? Seriously, we're all willing to listen to what you have to say, but get off speakerphone. Seriously, retard.
Don't get mad, Rob.
No, it's stupid.
Yeah, we have these fucking Nazis calling into our goddamn show, and I can't stand them. It's like American History X.
What's wrong with Nazis?
I don't like you.
So this lady had a partner named Neil Pearson, 35, whom she married in June 2004.
Still the best of us, though. Sorry.
God damn, I got to pee.
Attacks on her sister-in-law in a period of systematic abuse, much of which was carried out while the victim was falsely imprisoned and forced to work naked under the praise of Pearson.
You had a lot of trouble saying it's systematic.
So this guy actually watched over as this chick worked naked. What did she do?
That's weird. Billy, try and spell systematic.
I think you guys should dumb it down a little bit.
Billy, I will give you $10 if you spell systematic properly.
All right.
I'll give you another table. I'll give you a $2 bill.
I'll put the money on the table if you can spell it. John, do you want to be a part of this?
Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
I'm taking the money, too.
Hold on. I'm going on the $2 bill because that's even cooler. That's a $2 bill right there.
Yeah, I got $2.
Systematic.
SYSTEMATIC.
Are you sure?
Look at Google it.
Final answer. I have it right here in front of me. What did you say? S?
Y.
Uh-huh.
S. T.
Uh-huh.
E. M.
Uh-huh.
A. T. I. C.
Yeah, he's right.
He's right.
Fuck.
Ah, you fucking nutball.
Right, I'm going to Mickey D's.
Of course you are, fatty.
Actually said 10, but he
knows. Wow, we're actually losing money running the radio show.
10? Give me another word.
Give me another word?
God. So is there anything else? Are we gonna, can we try and get one normal caller?
All right. Right now.
Call us if you hate us or you love us. 206-201-2774. Again, that's 206-201-CRSH. That's S as in Sam, H as in Harold. one phone call. I want one phone call before the show's over. We're actually going overtime today just for one phone call from someone who's totally retarded.
What's going on? You're on the air. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
What's going on? What's your name?
Hey, I'm Lizzie.
What's going on?
What?
What's going on?
Show today.
What?
Oh my God.
Why are you calling the show? What do you have to say?
I don't know.
Goodbye. Really great fucking calls. Thank
Goodbye.
You for the final call for
today. Goodbye.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. What's your name? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Ask her a question.
What?
Why are you calling?
All right, she's gone.
Oh my God.
All right, we have one. Let's try again. All right. This is a 973 number. I have
973 equals Jersey. I'll take it.
Hey, what's going on, man? You're on the air.
Yo, buddy, it's Coop.
Coop,
yeah.
What's going on, man? Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you a little bit. Yeah, it's a little staticky, but we're good to go.
Is it?
Ask Coop what's up, Coop.
What's going on, man?
Oh, basically, this is absolutely great radio.
You can make it out. Your phone broke up, man.
Where's 703?
Yeah, all right. Break up on this end too, but just want to say I think we should vote John off.
Go fuck yourself.
Thanks, Coop. Yeah.
Best phone call.
That was funny. I totally agree.
Our good friend.
Who's 703?
That guy's been bad-mouthing John all night.
Coop? He's a friend of mine, too.
Coop's a fucking douchebag.
Coop's a friend of mine.
Right. What area code 703, by the way?
I don't know. You want me to pull out my fucking directory?
Answer it.
Texas.
All right, guys. It seems as though it is that time of night.
It is that time of the night. We've been going late. Thank you for all the phone calls.
We'll try to get the phone system better. I can't promise anything. We've really been trying ever since we went on the air.
Dave, make sure you get out there. Every vote counts. And hey, Rocco.
It's my
happy birthday.
Thank you,
for
guys.
Me.
Thank you.
Woo! Nice to you. I had fun tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. You're listening to Crash Test Radio.
Guys, you can call the phone line anytime you want. Leave a voicemail.
We're going to play voicemails next week.
We will.
206-201-CRSH. The MySpace is myspace.com/crashtestradio. Thank you. Happens. Mazel tov. Shabbat shalom. Happy birthday, Rocco.
Thank you.
Seahawks in the under. Have a good night.